Passengers, please buckle your seatbelts. We've got another viral video of an airline passenger who is having a complete meltdown as being removed from an airplane. You remember a while back, there was the lady who didn't think anyone on the plane, or there was a guy on the plane that wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
This is now a classic.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the f*** off, and there's a reason why I'm getting off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. But I am telling you right now that back there is not real, and you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not. I'm not going to.
Have you seen the painting somebody made? It's that lady yelling that MF is not real, and then all the other passengers on the plane are like Sasquatch and the Loch Ness Monster, Alf. You know,
well, not us.
They are not real. So this one is Spirit Airlines flight. Someone on the plane posted a woman being removed by three deputies trying to take her off the flight for being disruptive. She said she'd go initially, but she didn't. She refused to leave. They had to get everyone off the plane. Like, what a pain in the butt for all the other mm-hmm. passengers. Here she is freaking out.
I will walk out on my own. You don't need to.
Yes, then walk
Why
out.
Are you doing that?
Then walk out.
Why are you acting out? Like I'm a rascal? Let this go.
Listen to people laugh. Why are you treating me like I'm a rascal?
How do you treat a rascal? Don't you just rub his head and go, get out of here, you scamp?
These videos, they're always so surprised. There's no awareness that their behavior has led them to this point.
Yeah.
Why is this happening to me?
Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom.
It's freedom. America. I thought this was America. Isn't this America?
That's fine. I've been there before. This nigga's hurting my elbow. He's hurting my wrist. You're hurting me, Sheriff. You're hurting me, Sheriff.
Is there an exorcism going on?
This is George Floyd.
Get off the plane.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will need everyone to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't breathe.
Deplaning the aircraft.
Wow.
She went for it, eh? She pulled out all the summoned the name of George Floyd to get out of it.
This is George Floyd. They're touching my arm. This is like George Floyd.
Oh, boy.
You can hear everyone laughing at her. It's ridiculous.
The rascal thing is still the craziest. I can't get over the rascal part. That is so funny.
As inconvenienced as you are, at least you get to witness in person one of these meltdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your friends about it. One of the passengers specifically was called out by this lady for interfering with the situation.
Hey, record!
We see you hit him.
Yeah, that's called assault.
Yeah, just assaulted an officer.
Shut up, Richard Gere! Shut up, Richard Gere!
Oh, she's roasting everybody.
Shut up, Richard Gere.
Did he look like Richard Gere? I'm guessing.
That's a compliment. Must have had like a luscious head of silver hair.
Yeah, but like looked younger than what a guy with that hair color should look. You
yeah,
know?
Just eyes, piercing eyes that you could stare at all evening.
Guy's like, oh, Richard Gere. Okay,
I'll take it. Oh, wow. Richard Gere.
Wow.
It's like if I got in a fight with my wife and I started calling her Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Don't go
Whoa,
there.
Settle down, Margot Robbie. Jim, you went on a cruise, your first cruise with your wife and your in-laws earlier.
November.
Back in November. And you did not enjoy the experience that much.
I enjoyed some of it, but I got seasick the whole time.
You say you have no desire to ever go back on a cruise ship?
Yeah, it's also a bit of a gouging when you get on there. It was fun. I enjoyed, like, I'm glad I had the experience, but it's not for me, I don't think.
Would this be enough to get you back on the boat?
Okay.
Princess Cruises has a new billion-dollar ship called the Sun Princess. And they are looking for somebody to test out the new casino. They want a casino reviewer. What you'll get is an all-expense-paid one-week cruise and free food and drinks. There you go. You're not getting gouged for the drinks and the food, which was one of your issues. You'll also get $500 to spend at the casino, along with an additional $500 for a cruise allowance.
Okay, that'll last about 2 hours.
You're getting a per diem.
Well, exactly. That was just a one-time payment.
$500 to test the casino out for a week?
Yeah, yeah. What, the penny slots? How? And that wouldn't even last 2 hours of the penny slots.
Now that I read this out loud, it almost sounds like it's a scam just to find degenerate gamblers.
Clearly.
To get on the cruise ship.
Yeah. If a casino is offering you free booze and food, it ain't free.
So you're paying for it somehow.
Now, I did win a bunch of money playing poker on the cruise I went on. I won $400 the one night.
Pretty good.
But I really only know how to play poker and blackjack. I don't really know how to play roulette. Like, I know the black and red and little things here, but I have no strategy. Pretty much only a few card games I could handle.
They want their cruise casino reviewer to rate the casino on a scale of 0 to 10, based on criteria like game variety, betting limits, atmosphere, staff, food and drinks, support services. Well, that number is going to depend on how much money I win.
Yeah, right? How easy is it?
Oh, yes, it's a 10. Oh, wait, no, it's a 0. Okay, I'd say I'd give this place about a 5 right now. Yeah, oh, yeah, wait, yeah. 0 again.
I'm having a great time again, though. Okay, minus 10.
You are, if you're a Canadian, you can enter this and possibly become the billion-dollar cruise ship Sun Princess's casino reviewer. We'll post a link on the Taz and Jim Facebook page. And again, I have a feeling they're just going to let everyone who applies go on the ship and lose their shirts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't pay for a billion-dollar ship by giving people free money.
Kiss has sold their likeness. Kiss has basically sold themselves. How much do you think Kiss is worth, Jim? What would you pay to be the proud owner of Kiss?
So you could put their face on anything?
You now own the music catalog, the logo, their name, their image, their likeness.
I'm going to say $500 million.
Lower.
Lower. $200 million.
Higher.
Oh, okay. 201.
No.
350.
This is going to take a while. 350, $300 million.
Still a lot of money.
Is what Pop House Entertainment, the company behind ABBA's live Avatar show, has paid for the rights to Kiss.
Hmm. Okay, so number one, there is a plan to have a live hologram show. Yeah, that's the number one revenue stream to start with.
You saw that they did the motion capture stuff, and Kiss say they can now live on forever. Personally, I'd rather, especially with Kiss. Kiss is one band. You could go see a Kiss cover band, and it would be as good as the real thing, basically. You know what I mean?
Like with a smaller venue.
With the makeup and everything. I'd rather see live musicians with the Kiss makeup on performing Kiss songs than go to a show that is completely, you know, pre-recorded with holograms performing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like more power to you, but to spend all that money and then to pay for the beer, wouldn't it be better to just put a DVD of a live concert on from, you know, I don't know, 78 or something?
Yeah, I think there's going to be like tours with cover bands as well, but they're really pumping up this whole hologram concert idea, which maybe I sound like a super old man. I just can't get behind it. Kiss did their last show. They said that they were going on to do something like this, but they didn't say they were giving up like all their rights. What is there left to put the Kiss logo on at
this point?
Eh?
It's only new things that are invented. That's right. It. Everything that has been invented, there is a Kiss logo
Kiss
on it.
Kiss toilet paper, Kiss casket, famously. Yeah. Kiss logo has been on a lot of different products. Gene Simmons says, quote, Kiss, the touring band, is over. What Pop House will do with our images, our music, and our personas is unlike anything anyone has ever seen. There is going to be a Kiss movie about the band, a biopic coming out shortly.
Okay.
Gene and Paul Stanley are involved in making it happen. They're both still going to be involved in making the live hologram show or Avatar show, whatever it is. And that's scheduled to start in 2027, but They definitely have cashed in big time over the years with one final go at it, $300 million. I don't think it's split four ways between the members of KISS. I think that's a...
The two guys who are doing the hologram show may get more.
Mainly a two-way split between Paul and Gene. But a nice little boost to the bank account there for the boys. This weekend, it's WrestleMania.
Ooh.
I haven't been following along recently, Jim. I don't know much about the storylines. I wish we had someone we could talk to that could tell us more about why wrestling fans are so pumped up for WrestleMania. Whoa! Oh, my goodness!
Hey, guys.
This is exactly what we needed. Mark LaBelle from our sister station, Fresh Radio, the biggest WWE wrestling fan that we know. WrestleMania is coming up this weekend. This is like your Christmas, your Easter, your New Year's Eve combined.
You said it. I mean, gentlemen, we made it. Life resets after this weekend. It is. It's the Super Bowl. It's New Year's Eve. It's everything. It's WrestleMania 40, and you can smell it. Like, 40. You can actually smell it. Yeah, 40.
Iconic.
I know. WrestleMania 40, the biggest one of all time, they say. I mean, it's kind of like when a band releases a new album, they always say it's the best or it's the biggest. But I think this year it actually is.
I didn't realize that WrestleMania is now a two-night event. Back when I was young, do I remember correctly? It used to be a one-nighter.
Absolutely, yeah.
And now it's a two-nighter.
About, I want to say 3 years ago or so, they realized, they're like, you know what, we just got too much going on here. We're making it two nights. And there's, I mean, tonight is the Hall of Fame induction as well. So it's really, I mean, there's been events going on in Philadelphia where it is all week. So it's kind of like a week celebration now.
So you have to pay weekend. Pay-per-view fees if you want to watch both nights?
It's not even, it's different. The model's different now. It's not really pay-per-view. You just need to have it's not even the WWE network anymore. It's all changing. They're going to be moving to
Netflix. But it's a subscription system or something?
Yeah, pretty much. So you just get the events with your subscription kind of thing. So, I mean, this is the biggest one, though. I mean, The Rock's back.
Yeah, I saw numbers. The ratings are through the roof because Rock has been popping up. He's been on the show like with a storyline for months now.
Yeah, so they actually had to kind of switch things up because The Rock came in and, you know, they thought they were just going to have this big match with his cousin, Roman Reigns, the champion. But all the fans kind of rose up and were like, we want Cody Rhodes. He's the guy who's been like chasing the title for 2 years. So I think they kind of flipped it and now The Rock's a bad dude.
The Rock's bad again.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's even bringing Cody Rhodes' mom into the mix. Like,
oh no, The Rock. He gets personal, that guy.
Yeah. You know, when you get to mom, then it's dangerous.
And that's a mom of a wrestling family, too. She's a saint.
She is, yeah. And she's going to be ringside there, so he's promised he's going to get Cody's blood on his like weight belt that he's been whipping him and present it to Cody's mom. So
The Rock does have a vested interest. He became a part owner of the WWE, didn't he?
And right.
He's trying to clean up a bit of a PR nightmare.
Yeah, we don't talk about that anymore. No, yeah, now he's the final boss is what he's calling himself. So
replacing the old final boss. A lot harder to deal with.
Well, I have a prediction, though. I think we're seeing Stone Cold this weekend, too.
Oh, in what capacity?
I think because they're going to stack the deck against Cody Rhodes. I think they're going to surround him. So I think, you know, he needs a little help.
Oh,
so I think that glass is going to shatter.
Dude.
And beers are going to be drank and it's going to happen.
Can I borrow your password for the subscription? Can you do that like Netflix?
Absolutely. Everyone come over. I don't care. I'll move my family out for the weekend. It's okay.
What are the other things, storylines people should be aware of heading into WrestleMania weekend?
I mean, it's really been overshadowed by this one. Like, this is the main one, but there is another big one that I'm looking forward to is just because, you know, you're going to see crazy things. There's a huge tag match. I think there's four teams or so, ladder match as well. So when you get that many bodies and ladders and tables and everything, you know something crazy is going to happen.
Well, I'd like to extend my deepest sympathies to your wife, who probably isn't going to be spending much time with you this weekend, Mark.
No, I've already instructed them not to speak to me, so, so you know, I'll be good to go.
Bye, family. It's WrestleMania time.
Mark, I'm trying to do laundry, and all your shirts are ripped down the center.
They've been around long enough. They know what they got into.
You know, we like to look back on some of the bigger news stories of the week on Fridays by fitting them into the hit song by the Crash Test Dummies.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but
it's time to the news. Back. I think we need to acknowledge, we've been getting a few messages from our listeners. Even our producer, Ryan, sent us a note saying, hey, you guys know that Weird Al also the news back in the day. Yes, we know.
Of course.
Where do you think we ripped it off from? Yeah. And if there's anyone who can't complain about ripping other people off, it's Weird Al.
Yeah, that's true.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give each other a headline, and you got to sing a song about that news story. Jim, let's get you to go first here. There's the big eclipse coming up on Monday, and in New York State, there's inmates who are suing the state because they are being locked down and they're not allowed out in the yard to watch the solar eclipse on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Once there were these guys who likely were murderers and did other bad things too, but then a once in a lifetime eclipse was going over their heads and they couldn't watch it. They said they would sue the penitentiary, but they're lucky they didn't get the death penalty in the first place.
We need to start filming this.
My eyes go cross-eyed.
Yes, as you know from like your improv shows, there's nothing better than watching somebody panic as they try to think of something to say.
We have not rehearsed this. We don't even know what the stories are going to be before we send them out.
Okay, what story would you like me to try to...
I think there was one story I think that resonated through all comedy fans, I think, across Canada, the death of Joe Flaherty.
Joe Flaherty from SCTV. Okay. Let me think for a second. All right.
Once there was a guy who was on SCTV, but he wasn't the biggest star, and he went on to teach at Humber College, and young improvers loved him. I liked when he was Count Floyd. The fact he's gone leaves me annoyed.
A stirring tribute.
We'll miss you, Joe Flaherty.
Wanna see your peacock, got, got.
I wanna see your peacock, got, got. Your peacock, got, got. Your peacock, got, got.
As much as that lady hates Devin Peacock, Devin Peacock hates the Arizona Coyotes in the NHL.
It's true.
And you're such a naysayer, Dev. Well, I'm on social media right now, and I am looking at a beautiful hype video for the Coyotes' new arena, and it looks incredible. What do you have to say now?
All dreams look beautiful, right? You don't dream about an ugly arena. So the Arizona Coyotes, who are currently playing in a 5,000-seat barn, are looking for a new home. They should be looking for a new home. They were rejected last year by the citizens in Tempe, Arizona, who said they were not going to pay for a new arena.
I appreciate that.
Yes, 100%, because it's...
I hate these big corporations, these big teams that make billions of dollars, and then it's up to the taxpayers to pay for the arena.
They're doing it in Kansas City right now. The owners of the Chiefs and the Royals are trying to get a new stadium that could be used for both. The voters there said no. Now they're saying, well, maybe we're going to leave. Sure,
leave then.
The Chiefs, the Hunt family is going to take the Chiefs out of Kansas City. Really, you're going to do that? I'll believe it when I see it. Just like I'll believe it when I see the new arena in Arizona. So they're talking about how they have these great plans. They're going to do this and that.
Yeah, it looks super cool. It's like an outdoor area. Obviously, the temperature in Arizona warm enough to have like a giant atrium that is kind of indoor, outdoor. The actual ice surface looks amazing. Power ring around the scoreboard, even bigger than other arenas that you've seen built recently in the NHL.
They're going to have a retail space. They're going to have a theater. They're going to have housing. People can live there. The only thing they don't have is the land yet. They haven't bought the land.
Or the people.
It's going to be an auction. So they're going to be participating in an auction June the 27th. If they lose the auction, what then, Arizona? Because where are you going to go? They've said they're going to do this all with their own money, but they already know the cost to just the infrastructure is $120 million.
It doesn't look cheap in these drawings and these videos.
So you're talking like hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, if they build it, I mean, we've seen it, like it's done great things in Detroit where they've rebuilt a lot of part of the city in Detroit, other areas where they've built this up. Could be great, but it takes a lot of money, takes a lot of investment, and I'll believe it when I see it.
If it happens, will you at least agree with me? It does look like a pretty slick arena.
Looks pretty slick.
Thanks, Dev. Let's end on a positive note heading into a weekend.
This really jumped out at us when we saw the phrase toilet rat was trending on social media. Toilet rat. We had to find out what the deal was. Well, there's a story that was just published in a medical journal. Happened to a guy in Montreal. There was a rat in his toilet.
Okay.
Bit him. Had to go to the hospital. Now, the good news is it bit his fingers, which if you're dealing with a toilet rat, I don't want to say it's the best case scenario, but it's definitely not the worst case scenario.
If it's biting any part of your body... I think finger is, other than maybe your shin bone.
If you had to pick an appendage to get bit by a toilet rat, I think I'd put finger at the top of the list.
What are your fingers doing in the bowl? Did he think it was like a fluffy animal, like a stuffed animal that got in there? And he's like,
he saw the toilet rat and then tried to remove the toilet rat from the toilet himself.
Or he went to wipe and then that's when it activated. I don't know.
Could have been.
I just don't often put my hands in the bowl.
It was the fingers that were bit. He went to the ER. They cleaned the wounds, gave him a tetanus shot. But 3 weeks later, he started having a fever, headache, stomach pain, a rapid heart rate. As a hypochondriac, I don't like hearing about this stuff. He had a bacterial infection caused by the toilet rat called Weyl's disease. It was ravaging his kidneys.
Oh, boy.
It can be fatal. Luckily, they were able to treat him with antibiotics, and they discharged him from the hospital a few days later.
Yes. Rats are the carriers of some of the worst diseases. I mean, the plague was from the rats.
Yeah. A lot of involvement.
Mm-hmm. I don't like them. Not a fan.
Not necessarily toilet rats back then, but like gutter rats.
They're definitely in cahoots with the plague.
Toilet rat. How is this guy ever going to sit down on a toilet comfortably again?
Never. Yeah. Urinal's still fine, but maybe a little nerve-wracking. I don't know. You have to buy a glass toilet.
Or you just remove the toilet and you do the thing. Like, there's some countries, they don't use toilets. They just have a hole in the floor, right? And you squat and hover.
But who knows what's in there?
Well, at least there's a longer way for it to go to get to your...
Sure.
Your naughty bits,
now
right?
Now I just picture a snake coiling up and coming through. There's something down there.
There was a period when I was growing up where I was pretty scared to sit on the toilet.
Was it for a specific animal or something, a movie you saw?
I'm going to blame the VHS cover of the film Ghoulies.
Ghoulies.
Are you familiar with Ghoulies, Jim?
I don't know.
There is the VHS.
Oh, I have seen that. That is hilarious.
The toilet bowl with like the little green monster coming out of it. I saw that thing in the jumbo video when I was about 8 years old. And
you were constipated for 8 days.
I'd look behind me before I sat down.
Yeah.
For the next couple of years, a little monster that pops out of the toilet. The tagline of Ghoulies: they'll get you.
Oh, not if I don't sit down, they won't.
In the end.
Oh, no!
Hi. Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.